Hey, the It's Time for Coffee podcast is powered by the Converge Podcast Network. Hey friends, it's time for coffee, and I'm your friend and host, Jeanette. I'm so glad that you're here today. I hope you know by just pressing play on that podcast app, you have a friend with you. My hope is that as you listen, you will know that you are heard, valued, loved, and not alone no matter what stage of life you're in. I hope that you're subscribed so you never miss an episode, and it would mean the world to me if you left a rating or review. I'm so glad you're here, and I cannot wait to introduce you to this week's guest. Hey, y'all. I'm so excited that you're back for another episode of It's Time for Coffee. This week, I am joined by my new friend, Bethany Beal from the Girl Defined Ministry, and we are talking all about leading our kids, mostly our daughters, because that's where their passion lies with our girls, but leading our kiddos well. We're talking about purity, sexuality. We're talking about dating and how to start these conversations, how to lead them. And even better, not better, but you know, like even cooler is that the Girl Defined Ministries has all sorts of resources and books and videos and podcast episodes that we can listen to with our girls and with our kids that are going to start healthy conversations from the get-go. Girl Defined Ministries is all about discovering God's good design for femininity together. I am so excited to share this conversation with Bethany with you. So friend, grab your cup, fill it up with whatever you want, and let's dive in. I'm so excited to be sitting down with a new friend, Bethany Beal, and she is a part of this really great ministry called Girl Defined, and we're going to learn more about that coming up. But Bethany, hey, thank you so much for sitting down with me today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me. I'm really excited to be chatting with a local Texan.
I know. It's so fun. We were just saying, man, we should have like done this in person. Maybe we'll just have to grab coffee later on.
Yes. Like actual coffee, right?
Yeah, like off the record. It'll be so fun. Yeah, we'll have to like meet. I want to go to the Pearl. Can we meet at the Pearl?
Oh, yes. The Pearl is one of like my go-to hangout spots. We can go and hang and head up all the good food and coffee and ice cream, all the things.
Yes, please. Okay. Well, it's a date. We're going to set it up.
Perfect.
Okay, Bethany, what's in your cup right now? What are you drinking?
So I do have a cup of coffee with me right now, and it actually, so I used to do like cream and honey, but I've transitioned and I do cream and stevia, so I'm getting used to the new taste, but it's going pretty good.
Okay, Bethany, will you tell us about Girl Defined and like the ministry that you and your sister run?
Yeah, so Girl Defined started actually maybe like 6 or 7 years ago. So Krista and my sister, who's like 2 years older than me, we founded it together. And we actually come from a family with 8 kids. There are 5 girls in our family. So we literally grew up like surrounded by girls. And just having obviously lots of friends that are girls and just growing up in that community. As we got older, graduated high school, you know, just seeing where these highly churched girls around us landed and kind of the choices people made post-college, we just felt like, you know, it just seems like something is missing and there's a disconnect. Like there, why are so many girls who grew up in church or who grew up in Christian homes, like growing up and kind of like leaving the faith? And, you know, there's even a statistic that says that, you know, 80% of people who are highly churched, many of them grow up and either have a time of leaving the faith or just you wouldn't even tell that they're Christians. And in our community, I can definitely say that that's true. And I mean, I was homeschooled for crying out loud, you know, like, isn't that supposed to be the answer? You know, all these super conservative, but it wasn't. And so Kristen and I were like, you know, there just seems to be a disconnect of really knowing who God is, having a personal relationship with him and that really transforming your life. So we were like, you know, we're just 2 girls, Texas girls. We can't do much, but maybe we can reach out and link arms with the next generation and say, hey, let's follow Christ together. And so specifically, we wanted to reach girls. So we came up with Girl Defined. And since then, it's just been, you know, like an incredible journey of helping girls understand God's definition of them and understanding what he says about them as women and not just what culture or Hollywood or now like TikTok, Instagram, all of those things say, because it's so hard. So we have a couple books out now and we, you know, blog and YouTube and podcast and are just all over social media, really just trying to be kind of like Titus 2 to the next generation in our own very imperfect way. But God has been so gracious to use us in small ways here and there.
Oh, I love that so much. And I think that is such a unique Titus 2 where it says, like, lean down and mentor this next generation and show them your ways, show them my ways and show them the right way to go. And it's so interesting because I think so much we think, well, we're going to let the older generation do that.
Like, it, no, that's a call for all of us to like kind of make this train. My dad calls it like a three train car or three car train. And which is just so interesting because it's that means we have to be reaching back to show the other gen, the younger generations how to come up. It's so that's so great. And I love that so much. Having teens, I think that's so necessary because mom can tell them, yeah, this is right and wrong. But when they're seeing beautiful women online say, hey, let's like really follow the Lord. It's like, oh, okay, that's cool. That can be cool too.
Yeah, exactly. I know. And you know, even though our ministry is geared towards like teen, college age girls, we've encouraged parents to hop on and to learn. And even if you have a young daughter or even son, like learning, okay, what does God have to say about like womanhood or sexuality or, you know, just even relationships? And oftentimes we've even found moms who are like, you know, 30s, 40s say like, wow, I realize I didn't even understand a lot of this. So how am I going to pass it on if I don't even understand this? So even it's really something that anyone can jump into and grow and learn from, no matter, you know, what stage of life you're in.
Yeah, absolutely. I think I have a friend who runs a podcast called Gen Z Today. And I was like, I need this podcast because I'm realizing that the ways I was taught isn't gonna do it for the way I want to raise my kids. Or even just like communication looks totally different now because I grew up not texting because texting wasn't a thing. And so, or technology and social media, goodness, like I didn't have all that growing up. So there's so many new things that need to be addressed, but have to be addressed well. Otherwise, our kids could run from the church, and I don't want that at all. What is something that you're finding, like, what are the kids running to? What are the kids these days? What are they running
I
to?
know. Well, I mean, it's no secret that social media obviously has exploded. And I know not every parent allows their kid to have social media, which I think is great, you know. And but then it's one of those things that's just become so a part of our world that it's hard. It's like, do you take everything away from them? Do you not, you know, and then they have all this curiosity. So I think the facts are that they're, you know, whether it's their own social media, somebody else's access to a phone or computer, there's just it's we're inundated with it. And so I think that kids being just swamped by these messages from TikTok, Instagram, just, you know, movies, music. I mean, you just walk into a grocery store and the music that's playing or the magazines you see, it's just everywhere. And if we don't recognize, like, as parents, like, our kids are being flooded with this. And if we are not so intentional to disciple them ourselves or give them resources that actually show the beauty and, like, awesomeness of God and his love for us, they're just going to grow up thinking like, okay, God's a total killjoy. The world has all the fun. And why would I want that? You know? So it's like parents have to be like so proactive in their discipleship of kids. We can't just stand by and say like, well, I mean, I was fine. Like I grew up in church and look at me, I turned out okay. Like I think we have to take a much more proactive approach. Or I really do think like, I mean, outside of the grace of God, obviously, but you know, what you're being filled with, like, that's kind of who you're going to become. So I just think we need to be more proactive.
And I think I remember hearing that when I was in middle school or high school, like what you hear comes out of your mouth. And I was like, no, that's not true. I can hear songs and it not be, you know, real or actually happening. That reality of what comes in actually does come out is such a funny thing to even process with our kids because we get numb or we get normalized to things that maybe we don't want to be normalized to. And our kids don't have social media, which is great, and we're pretty strict on that. But at the same time, our kids have YouTube. And so my daughter, while she doesn't have a TikTok video, she knows all the TikTok dances because she's watching them on YouTube. And I'm like, well, shoot. But at the same time, I'm like, well, you can watch them, but you're not posting. Like,
I
that's
know. Well,
fine.
and it's my heart goes out to parents. You know, I have a 1-year-old son, so I'm very new to the parenting game, but I interact with young people every single day. You know, that's my job. That's what I do as far as our ministry, Girl Defined. So we are on the back end hearing from many of, I guess, these listeners, even your listeners' kids. And these girls are emailing us saying, hey, you know, here's what's going on in my life, or I've never told anyone this before, or my parents don't even know that I struggle with this. And so I think it's, you know, parents sometimes they think, oh, well, if my kid's not talking about this, they're probably not thinking about it. And the truth is, kids are often so much more advanced in what they're thinking about, what they're questioning, what, you know, what they're like, considering, contemplating. And parents will often feel like, well, they're probably not struggling with that when really they oftentimes feel too embarrassed or too scared to go to their parents because either their parents are going to have a huge reaction and they're like, okay, never telling mom and dad that again. Or they just feel like, well, maybe mom and dad don't even know that this, I could even think of this. So they either keep it to themselves, talk to their friends, go online. And so that's why I think parents need to be a resource for their kids and proactively going after them and getting to those issues before the kids discover them on their own, you know?
Yeah. And there's this thing with parents where we can feel super behind. Like, I'm sure maybe you felt this way with your little one. Like, if you're not reading to them before bed, like, do you even start now? Like, or, I didn't start when they were first born. So is it okay if I start now? Or like,
yeah.
There's this like constant fear of being behind in parenting. And when we look at big issues like social media or value, like just regular values,
yeah,
like we can feel so behind. And I know that I've gotten into that like fear of like, well, shoot, we didn't have the sex talk early enough, or we didn't talk about porn or anything like this. And so now, like, do we still need to do it? And it's like, absolutely, yes, we still need to do it. And we need to talk this out. And our rule in our house is we talk about things until they are no longer uncomfortable or awkward. And
I love that.
And well, my kids don't. They don't have it at all. And they're like, why are you bringing this back up? I'm like, is it uncomfortable? And they're like, yeah. I'm like, then we're still talking about it. Because we want that open dialogue to always be there. So to be like, hey, I think I like this part, this girl, or I think I've been struggling with this, or, you know, whatever.
This show is part of the Converge Podcast Network and is sponsored in part by...
This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Frame. Mother's Day is almost here. What are you getting her? Something that shows you care. Something that makes her feel loved. Something that won't stress you out. Something like the Skylight Frame. The Skylight Frame is the perfect gift. It's a touchscreen photo frame your whole family can upload photos to, from wherever they are in the world. It's a way to share with her all the moments that matter. It sets up in seconds. You can even make sure that it's already loaded with photos when your mom opens her Mother's Day gift. And her Skylight Frame can hold thousands of the treasured photos you share. It's an easy, heartfelt way for mom to stay connected with those who matter most. It really is the perfect gift. Now, as a special Mother's Day offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightframe.com/easy.
Hey, today's episode is sponsored by our friends at Faithful Counseling. So let's get real for a second. Is there something interfering with your happiness or preventing you from achieving your goals? I know for many of us that can be anxiety, depression, fear, or even broken relationships. These are all things that can be holding us back. But this is where Faithful Counseling comes in. Faithful Counseling is a worldwide counseling service that is making professional counseling accessible, affordable, and convenient so anyone and everyone can face life's challenges and get help anytime, anywhere. Faithful Counseling offers four different ways that you can connect with a licensed counselor. You can sit down for video calls, phone calls, live chats, or instant messaging. Every counselor on Faithful Counseling is licensed by their respective state board and has over 3,000 hours of experience. If you think Faithful Counseling is for you, you can sign up today and be matched with your counselor in 24 hours or less. Faithful Counseling is helping us live our healthiest lives in the comfort and safety of our own homes. Be sure to check out Faithful Counseling at faithfulcounseling.com/JeanetteTapley. And now back to today's show.
One of the things I wanted to sit down and really talk to you about was purity and how do we talk to our kids about purity? And I told you I was raised in the middle, near the end of the purity culture boom in the church where True Love Waits was still a really big thing. I Kiss Dating Goodbye was like a book that we all should have read, but it was like just a little bit too old for us. Mm-hmm. And so the way I was approached with purity was very, very different than the way I want to approach purity with my kids. Yeah. So I would love just some tips about talking to our teens about purity now.
Yeah, that's such a good topic. And I'm so glad, you know, you're bringing this up. I grew up very similarly to you. And I, you know, so did my husband. We kind of grew up in the very conservative, I would definitely say that True Love Waits kind of movement. I actually read, you know, I Kiss Dating Goodbye and a lot of that stuff. And I really do think it's, you know, the grace of God. And I know my parents, they had really good intentions and they really wanted what's best for us. But you start to see a lot of that, I guess, just striving to find your worth in, like, I must be pure enough, whatever that means, or else I'm not valuable. So definitely a message we don't want, you know, our kids hearing, because obviously the gospel is what gives us worth and value in Christ and not our actions. But a few years ago, Kristen and I, my sister, we were looking out and we're like, you know, it is a really hard topic to discuss and it can be really awkward for parents and it can feel really uncomfortable. And I know a lot of us, you know, didn't have that sex talk or whatever. So we're like, we don't even know what to do. How do we even go about approaching this topic? And so Kristen and I actually decided to write a book called Sex, Purity, and the Longings of a Girl's Heart. Now it's geared towards like young women, moms can read it, dads can read it. But I think there are a lot of principles that could apply for sons as well, because a lot of the truths just overlap. But I think one of the big things is exactly what you said, not normalizing like, oh, sex everywhere, but normalizing that conversation and beating our kids to the subject and to the issue and not being afraid to talk to them about God's design for their body, God's design for marriage. I think parents are like, oh, you know, you have that moment where your kid asks like, where did I come from? Or where did, you know, brother, baby brother John come from? And the parents are like, what do we do? You know? And so I think that right there is something we as parents have to like work hard to get over, like pray and ask God to change our mind on it, our mindset of it, because God is the creator of sex. He's the creator of sexuality. He made us like as sexual beings. I mean, you just go back to Genesis and you see Adam and Eve and they're put into this beautiful covenant of marriage. And then it right in the beginning says Adam knew Eve. Like, what does that mean? They literally had sex. They had a baby. They had experienced intimacy, a deep knowing for the very first time. And so we see it in scripture and we see that God's the creator. But even as parents, we still act like Hollywood invented it, or it's this big, bad, scary thing. And so I think the first step would be just coming to grips with the fact that God is the creator. And this is a good thing, a good part of his creation. And yes, it can be used so wrongly and it can be misused. But I think until we as parents, you know, change our mindset of it, it is going to be a really hard conversation. And I know that there are a lot of you listening right now where you feel like, well, I never had good teaching on biblical sexuality or on a biblical view of sex. And I'm still dealing with my own issues. Maybe it's experiencing abuse, or, you know, you're like, well, I didn't do it the right way. So how can I ever talk to my kids about it? And so I think first and foremost, you do, like, it's really important to deal with it, like on a personal level, and just grabbing some books and resources. And I know you can obviously direct them to a ton of places. They can grab our book, Sex, Purity, and the Longings of a Girl's Heart, and just start reading or even just listening and trying to gain a little bit of an understanding. And I think truly that first step will bring so much more confidence and security in yourself before you take that next step of talking about it with your kids.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely right. And I know that we actually just had a conversation with our kiddos. We want dating to look like in our household. And so just kind of revisiting these things, but also being open enough to say, okay, I think I made a mistake. Let's talk about this. And then just like, okay, well, why? Like, I think that's a question we want to ask more and more, is why do you want to date? Why do you want to have this relationship? Because I feel like if we ask more whys instead of just across the board no's, then we're going to get to the heart a little bit more.
Exactly.
And that's that's my end game as parents. Like, I just want to be in their heart. Like, that's it. Yeah. And I want Jesus there too. Like, me and Jesus in their heart forever.
For sure. I know. I love how you said that, you know, getting to the why and understanding, like, okay, why do we do these things? Yeah. And why, you know, what was your heart in not wanting them to date? You know, even talking about like, okay, why for you? And, you know, when it comes to the area of purity specifically, I think that we can often feel like, but I don't know exactly the why and what is the heart issue. Yeah. And I know if you are in anywhere in our age bracket, you know, I'm 32. And I know a lot of the listeners are somewhere around there, maybe 40s, even 20s. But a lot of us probably grew up with different narratives surrounding purity, I would say. And so I think first, like, kind of making sure we're not passing those same messages along. And I think some of them would be like, you know, you're like, okay, this is awkward and I don't want to talk about it. So no, don't have sex until you're married. Sex is a bad and scary thing. And so we can kind of pass on that narrative that sex is bad and scary. And that's the reason we don't have it until marriage. And I think nowhere in scripture do we see it. So making sure we're not passing that on, or the other narrative, which is that your worth is based on your level of pureness, which is one I think I really adopted. So just this idea that, okay, no, you know, little Susie and Johnny, like, we, you know, you don't have sex until marriage because you, your worth is based on your level of pureness. And if you do anything, you know, like you dare look at a boy, then, you know, your worth goes down in God's eyes. Right. And we are so disappointed in, you know, and so you even extend that like works based mindset onto them. And so I think it's important to debunk that and say, okay, no, why am I saying that? Or why am I thinking that? That's not in God's word. And then another big one, I think parents, and I know I bought into as well, is that like, okay, purity is only for single people. So you got to stay pure. Don't have sex. Don't look around. Don't lust. But once you get married, all your problems will go away. If you had a porn struggle, oh, it'll go away when you're married. Or, you know, struggling with masturbation, no, that'll be cured. And so we set our kids up for this idea that, okay, I can struggle, but once I get married, that's the ticket. And I just need to get that person because that will go away. And if that were the case, then marriages would be doing great and sex would be the answer. But clearly there are porn addictions and divorce. Yeah. And so that's not the that's not the solution. And so I think it's so important to dig deeper and get into the why, which is that it's a heart issue. And we should desire to honor God with our bodies, honor the other person we're interacting with, honor his word, and say, God, it's because I want to honor you. I want to be like you. I want to obey what you have to say. And even if I don't fully understand, I see clearly in scripture that you say sex should be reserved for the marriage bed alone. And even if I'm young and explaining that to a younger child, saying, you know, this God created your body so special. God created other people's bodies so special, and he doesn't want them coming close together, or however you want to describe it, until marriage. And that's why mommy and daddy, we get to be so close, and we get to, you know, kiss, whatever it is, these terms you want to use. But just describing that for your kids or for your teens, like, it's a heart that wants to honor God. Because if their hearts aren't in it and it's just a bunch of rules that they're following, like, you know, they're just going to ditch it. And we've seen it over and over again. So I think getting to the why, like you said, and making sure that we're passing on a truly biblical message about purity, that it really does stem from the heart and a heart's desire to obey God's word, not just because he's a killjoy, but because he really does have a good plan for us. And that's really his best. I think that's crucial when, you know, for our kids.
Yeah. And I think that that is so good, because it is, everything we do comes back to a heart issue, right? Whether we are in sin, in life, everything we want to come back to, like, this realignment of our hearts with the Lord. Like, just, it's a heart thing. And so I think even with me saying, like, no, we're not dating, my husband was like, okay, well, so what you're going to do here is you're going to turn dating into like this sex issue that you've had to like break free from. So, and he was raised a little bit differently than me. And so he doesn't have the sex struggles that I got to break early in our marriage. And so he's like, so we don't want that. So we need to readjust. But it was like, okay, where's your heart at, Jeanette? What's your why here? Why are you holding on so tightly to no dating? And I'm like, well, because once you start dating, it just opens up all these things. And he's like, let's teach our kids to date in our home. Mm-hmm. That way, when we release them, at least they know this one thing.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed.
You're like, okay.
Like, all right. So it's so good, because it is, it's perspective gaining, but it also is bringing it back to the heart. My heart was drenched in fear for what could open up if they start dating. Well, so we have to go address my heart and then address their heart and say, okay, well, we're going to teach you this, because that's our job as parents. It's just to teach and guide. God's already implanted who they are and what he wants them to be in them. All we can do is just guide them along the way.
Yeah, 100%. And, you know, I had a moment where I personally came to a realization of like, oh, why do I follow God in the area of sexuality or purity or whatever it is? And I remember I was actually walking in my neighborhood, and I, you know, I wish I had understood this when I was like 14, but I was in my 20s when I came to this realization, and I had been in a relationship. And it, you know, it turned out to be not a great relationship, not healthy at all. It took me forever to see everyone around me was telling me, like, you know, this is not a good idea. But I remember I finally saw, broke it off, and, by the grace of God, it didn't, you know, like, it could have been a much worse relationship. There were boundaries crossed and stuff. And I remember walking in the neighborhood and realizing, like, wow, this is why Jesus came for me. Not because I'm perfect and I do everything perfectly and I'm invincible, but because I'm so imperfect and I need him and I need his strength. And because I am naive and I am stupid sometimes and I don't make good decisions. And he loved me. The Bible says that he came while we were yet sinners. Yeah. And that's why he died for us. And he gives us his righteousness. He gives us the strength that we need. And I, like you, lived in so much fear of making a mistake or doing something wrong. And I know that I have that tendency to pass that on to my own kids. And instead, I want to pass on that message, like truly that gospel, like, hey, you know, my son Davey, like as he grows up, like you don't have what it takes, but Jesus is the one who loved you so much, emphasizing that gospel message. And then saying, hey, let's pray and ask God for the strength to honor him in these areas, to follow him. And then if we fall, if we stumble, if we, you know, say something or do something or send something that in a moment of weakness, we know we shouldn't, or look at something, let's, you know, go to the cross, repent, fall on our knees and say, God, please forgive me. Give me the strength. And I think what great discipleship while they're in our home of teaching them who God is and how to repent and how to accept God's forgiveness and not live in that shame and guilt while they're with us. I think that would be something so beautiful to be able to teach them and leave them with as they leave our homes.
Yeah, absolutely. Man, that's it, right? Like that's just, if we can just impart that little bit to our kids, that's it. And that's just gonna, that's gonna set them up like, this is what you need to know. Jesus. That's it.
Yeah.
Just Jesus.
I know. And it sounds so simple. It's like, okay, but that's so simple. But no. How often do we really neglect it, you know?
Well, and how often have we missed it, right? Like, I mean, like you were saying, like, yeah, it's simple. But at the same time, I know that in my own life, I have struggled with that, like, which is the desire for perfect or the desire to be greater than I intended to ever see or anything like that. And God's just like, hey, I'm just gonna be here when you're ready. So let's just, when you're ready, I'm here. I've already done all the heavy lifting. I've already done all the work. I'm here for you when you are ready for me. And I just love that so much about him, because he cares so much that he's just like, I'm just waiting. My arms are open.
Yeah.
I'm right here for you. Like, I'm not going to walk away. Like, I'm going to chase you down, but like, I'm still here. Like, I just love his sweetness in that so, so much.
I love that too. And, you know, as we're talking about this whole area of like purity and sexuality and everything, I just, because obviously I run a ministry for girls, so I have a special heart for girls. But something that I've seen in the church, you know, obviously I grew up, you grew up at the church, all of that, that I've seen is that there seems to be a tendency to focus on sex-related issues, pornography struggles, whatever it is, for the guys, and even in youth or in college age groups, middle school, whatever, it's like, okay, we're going to have a session, divide up guys and girls. Guys are going to talk about like, oh, you know, what to see if you see a pretty girl, and girls are going to talk about, I don't know, like how to serve the Lord. And any girl who has ever struggled with anything lust-driven, we're all sexual beings, so we all struggle with lust, starts to feel like, wow, am I the only one in the world, you know, that ever struggles with this? So I'm very passionate too about parents, not like normalizing, but I guess in a way, not making lust and anything to do with sex or sexuality a guy only issue. Yeah. And I've seen so many marriages damaged by that, because women get so little teaching, so little, you know, training in this area. And it's like, oh no, this is a guy thing. Guys like this, guys struggle with this, guys, this is men. And so that's one of the big reasons that Kristen and I wrote Sex, Purity, and the Longings of a Girl's Heart, is because we get thousands of emails from girls saying, I've never told anyone this. Am I the only one in the world who struggles with porn? Or am I the only girl who struggles with masturbation? And it's like, no, we're all sexual beings. And so I think it's so important to not just have that conversation with your sons and, you know, make that normal. Like you've said, like, we got to make this normal, but also to your daughters. And I truly think they're the ones that are kind of being left behind in this area. And so I would strongly encourage parents, if you have daughters or if you're just a woman, to read Sex, Purity, and the Longings of a Girl's Heart, but not just read it, but then go through the discussion questions. I remember a mom, she had three daughters, and she was like, I mean, it was kind of awkward and we've never talked about this stuff, but I was just like, okay, the discussion questions are asking it. It's not me asking it, you know? And I was so proud of her for pushing through the awkward and saying, okay, I feel uncomfortable, but my daughters need this. Yeah. And obviously sons too, but I just have a special passion for daughters because like I said, I feel like they're being left behind a little bit.
Oh, for sure. I think, I mean, when I was raised, it was very much like, don't let the boys look at you because you're going to cause them to stumble. But it's like, hey, what about when the superheroes show up? What's happening? Like, like, let's talk about like this. And it is so interesting because there isn't a lot of talk about women controlling our desires or even admitting that we have desires. And I know that I've said in even like a solo episode that I did of the podcast, when we got married, it was very much this time of culture where it was like, well, you know that your husband really just loves you for sex. And that was the narrative that I was told. So not only am I coming out of purity culture where sex is gross, but now you're married, so it's fine. But then I'm coming into like, he only wants you for sex. And it's like, oh my gosh, like this is so confusing. Luckily, my husband is such a sweet and kind and loving man that we really got to like talk all this out. But it was very much a like, hey, by the way, you can enjoy sex too. Like, it was always like a joke, like, oh yeah, sex, ha 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 ha. But it was like, no, like really God made this for you to enjoy as well. Like, oh, and that's what we want our families, like our children to know, like when this is under the covering of marriage, this is a really awesome thing that we want you to pursue. But like, let's do it under marriage. Like, let's cover that thing.
Yeah.
So it's exactly. Just, it's so interesting. And I think you guys are doing such a beautiful thing because it is for this younger generation, but you're also equipping parents in a really, really unique way that as a mom of these big kids, I'm like, oh man, thank you so much, because I could be carrying in my own issues, but instead I have people who've walked ahead of me who have said, hey, look what we've done for you. Like, let us help you. And I just think that's such a beautiful thing.
Yeah. And you know, parents don't have to do it alone, like you're saying, and they don't, you know, we don't have to be perfect. And I know there can be so much like guilt and like, oh, like you were saying, like, I'm already behind, but thankfully as Christians, we have God and, you know, none of us are like, you could have, obviously, like you see in the Bible, the best parents in the world, you know, and then their kids were crazy. And so it's like, we have God and we have the Holy Spirit, and that's truly what we need. And so just depending on Him to love our kids well, to help them well, I think the more we depend on Him, that's going to bring a lot more peace and help to erase that sense of guilt or shame or whatever it is, feeling like we're behind. But we do have a new day. We have today. And so we can say, hey, like, I haven't really invested in this area. I haven't really taken the time to learn. Like, okay, it doesn't, you know, today is a fresh day. I don't have to worry about everything from the last 5 years. Let me just focus on today and look forward and say, okay, where am I going to go from here? How am I going to start these conversations? You know, and don't do something big and weird. Like, I just listened to a podcast. Everyone in the room, we're going to start talking about this, you know? Yeah. It's okay to take it slow. Maybe you and your kids don't even really have like a relationship. Maybe everything is just like school, come home. You know, maybe it's just as simple as like, hey, you know, going out to lunch and actually talking. Yeah. Maybe it's just as simple as starting that relationship, you know, just starting to communicate and not going to dinner with everyone on their tablets or whatever. So I think it's okay to start really small. You don't have to do everything at once. Right. And so that's why you can start learning. And as you're getting more comfortable, then you can start building that relationship. And as you start feeling more equipped, you can start to have those conversations.
Absolutely. I think that's just beautiful advice and just so tangible, where it just starts with one conversation. And it doesn't have to be like, now we're going to talk about purity. It's like, hey, like, let's just start small. Let's just start. Like, really, let's just start.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Awesome. Okay. Well, we know that there's a time for everything under the sun. That's what the Bible tells us. Right now, it's time for coffee. But what is it time for in your own life right now?
Oh, I love how connected everything is. Coffee. And it's time. It's so great. You're great at this. For me, it's time to slow down a little bit and be a mom. Like I said, I got married at 30, a little bit later than what I had hoped for or wanted in life. Mm-hmm. And I married the most amazing man. And I'm so grateful that I am with him. And that's the story God gave me. But I have a little 1-year-old son now. And it's very different because I lived for 2 years, whatever it was before he came, just kind of doing my own thing and living that single life, then getting married, but it was just me and my husband. And so just learning to adjust and slow down and be a mom and love my son and enjoy those messy moments and playing with the ball over and over and over again. So for me, I think it's time to slow down and just enjoy.
I love that. And it is that young phase is so fun because they are still so sweet, and it is so fun to be a mom. And I mean, it's fun to be a mom in every stage. And I say that every year. I'm like, oh, I love this year. but I really loved when they were little and so sweet like that. And so really enjoy it and take that time, because what is that saying? Like, the days are long, but the years are fast. And it really, I mean, like I told you, I keep aging my 15-year-old, my 14-year-old up to 15 already. I don't want to do that.
But, oh, practically driving, right?
Oh my gosh. I know. We have already, like, we have a car in holding for him. Like, it's the weirdest thing.
Oh my goodness. So I can't even imagine. I'm like, no, you're not allowed to grow up. You have to stay baby.
We have tried. We've tried grounding them for growing, all of it, and they just won't listen.
Oh my.
So fun. Well, yes, enjoy that time. Enjoy this season, because it goes fast and it is so fun, but at the same time, it's so exhausting. So rest.
Get some sleep, get some rest, enjoy. I know, Lynn, I'm grateful I have your podcast that I can listen to over the years when I'm, you know, starting to freak out. Like, wait, it's different being a parent myself.
Oh, it's so different. Oh, it's so fun, though. Okay, where can we find everything Girl Defined? Where can we, like, really start watching? I know you have YouTube videos and books and just resources that we can share with our kids, but that we can also be, like, taking in as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So obviously girldefined.com is like our landing place. But if you have kids or you're just like, I want to start researching myself, you know, you can just hop on over to the Girl Defined show. If you're already on the podcast app, we're there, or YouTube, just Girl Defined. And those, I know young people are super into YouTube. So just watching those videos, we come out with weekly videos, and then we're all over social media. So just anything at Girl Defined. But I would encourage you as parents, you know, like, even if you're a dad, like, take time to read, like, how to, you know, understand what your daughter is going through. And all of our books, Girl Defined, Love Defined, Sex Purity and the Longings of a Girl's Heart, will all equip you as you're, you know, raising sons and daughters, and even helping your sons to know, like, hey, here's kind of what a godly girl looks like. So all of those resources are available on our website.
Oh, that's so good. And you're right. That is, like, even you just said that, I'm like, oh yeah, that's exactly what I want to have my boys, like, knowing, like, hey, this is what we're going to look for in a wife. Mm-hmm. They don't like it when I tell them that.
They're like, Mom, we're young. Stop it. We just want a girlfriend.
I know. I'm like, we're going to pray about your wife. And they're like, no. I'm like, okay. Makes me want to do more.
Yes.
This is so much fun. Thank you so much for hanging out with us today. I feel so empowered in the sense of, like, I'm not alone, and mm-hmm. that there are resources that will just help us, and that you guys are out there not only for the parents, because you are helping parents, but you're also out there for the kids. And I am just so, so thankful for everything you guys are doing at Girl Defined.
Oh, thanks so much for having me. I've loved this conversation, and I'm just excited for everyone listening and just that they have access to you. That's amazing.
You're so sweet. Thank you so much. Be sure to check out Bethany and all of the tools that they have over at Girl Defined. You can find them at Girl Defined on Instagram or girldefined.com. They have a podcast, they have books, they have everything that we need to help raise our daughters to be more like Christ. Thanks so much for joining me for coffee today. I hope that we're already friends on social media, but if we aren't, come find me on Instagram at Jeanette Tapley or on Facebook at The Jeanette Tapley. If you have any questions about the show or what's coming up, be sure to check out itstimeforcoffeepod.com. I hope you have a great week, and I can't wait to see you back here next week when it'll be time for coffee. Bye, friend.
This show is part of the Converge Podcast Network.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win?
Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.